Flying clothesline, a 2x4 to the face. Then she hits you with a turnbuckle splash. Wrestle Club Podcast. Whisky Sun. It's her and her friends. And they talk about wrestling, every kind of wrestling.
Ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between, my name is Danny Scott. Welcome to Wrestle Club Podcast. We have a very, very special episode today because it's a guest episode. But for the first time ever on Wrestle Club Podcast, we have got a relationship episode. So would you please, if you're listening at home, make some noise, clap, and welcome to the podcast, Kitty Mason, my girlfriend.
Hello.
Hello, Kitty. Welcome to the pod.
Thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you? You
well?
Yeah. We're saying how are you as if we haven't spent all morning together and you haven't seen me stress over doing this. We are recording it. Video. Hello, video. Hello, YouTube. If you don't follow us on YouTube, just go over to YouTube and type in Wrestle Club UK pod. Now, listen, we are drinking on the pod, of course. This is Kitty's first ever podcast, isn't it?
It is. I'm a bit nervous, so I'm on the vinos.
On the vino.
Yeah, a bit of shards.
Get on the shards, girl. Yeah. Treat yourself. Go on. Look at that. How is it? Is it nice? You said it was sweet.
It's quite sweet.
Good sweet?
It's got those nodes of passion fruit and lemon.
Oh, lemon. Well, there's a randomly just said we couldn't find a guest, so we got you on. Don't worry, there is a reason you're here, and the reason is because bit of a backstory for you all. If you don't follow me on socials or Kitty, some of you Wrestle Club fans probably won't, which is fine, but you probably will after this. Please do. Basically, what happened was we did a couple of wrestling sketches together.
You did indeed.
First one was me convincing Kitty to watch Royal Rumble with me, pretending it was a rom-com.
Then I was fooled.
You was fooled.
I was absolutely Tom Riddled.
Yeah. Then she did a video watching the Royal Rumble. The video went quite well.
Yes, it did. I think it's on 200, nearly 300. 1,000 views, I think.
Amazing. And then obviously we've got a little message, didn't we?
We've got a cheeky message from a little company that you might know, you might have heard of, you might use on a daily, I don't know, called Netflix.
Bit of Netflix,
and
mate.
We did lose our shit.
Yeah, we did. You are allowed to swear on this, by the way. I feel like you really hesitated with the swear word. This is Wrestle Club Podcast. You're allowed to swear, doesn't matter. We got a little message from Netflix themselves. What, you stop? You're being a right fucking chaotic piece of shit. Just pull some tissues out in case you've got a sniffy nose. You're kicking it about.
I just got my foot stuck in it.
God's sake. So we got a little message from Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Invited us down. Invited us down to go watch Monday Night Raw. Now, Kitty at this point had never watched a live wrestling event before.
Never. So I did not know what
actually, no, you did go to that really independent one, isn't it?
In Maidstone.
Yeah, and you saw the very ending of it.
Oh, that made me laugh so
much. But that was
much.
Obviously it's very different. To
the acting was 10/10, honestly. Everyone was doing their utter best, and I will take my hat off to
them. The thing
they
is,
they did a performance, they did a show.
I think if anyone listens up, these are all proper wrestling fans, right? The ones who listen to this pod, and not a lot of just like novice watchers of wrestlers. They're all quite big on all the independent scene. So I took her to like an independent scene wrestling event, which, as you can imagine, was staples, was all this shit, and it was good fun. The guy stapled the leaflet to the other guy's chest, didn't he?
That was mental. And the pins.
Yeah, but the only thing that lets down sometimes independent wrestling, I hope you know, people, they might be saying this, the promos and the acting around it isn't always top tier.
What do you mean?
And you as an actor yourself found that quite humorous.
It was the best thing in the world. I'm inspired. I came away from that ready to do another show.
Yeah. You did. And this is what this whole episode is about. We're going to talk about Kitty's first experience at WWE event. So we went down. We had very, very lovely seats gifted to us by the wonderful Netflix. Thank you for that. That was very nice. Stop getting the video. You remember this being filmed. Sorry, audio listeners again. She just got distracted by a fucking feather dropping on her. That's good. I've got that. Just calm down. She's getting overstimulated. She's like,
sorry,
a microphone.
A sip of wine.
This could actually go south. We shouldn't have drank on this. We also just fooled ourselves. There's two dogs just walking about. If any of them yap, that's what that is. So we went down. Went down and watched. They get very, 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 very grateful for the seats they got us. We had a lovely seats, just up from ringside.
Mm-hmm. We were so close.
Yeah.
I remember walking in.
So yeah, let's talk through it. So as soon as you walk in, I apologise, it's okay. as soon as you walked in, what was your first impression of...
If I'm honest.
Like, considering actually, I suppose, that we went to the bars before, everyone was singing wrestling songs and things. Obviously, you've learned a bit. You've watched Elimination Chamber at this point as well.
Well, if we go right back to the start, so when we were on the train, getting there, we started, well, you did, noticing, like, wrestling people, and then we were playing the Spot the Wrestling Fans, and that was quite fun.
Yeah, we saw a guy with a Penta hoodie and a CM Punk top.
As soon as we came out of the station, there was a guy with a big yellow mohawk.
Yeah.
Proper, he had what, three belts or something like that?
Yeah, yeah, three of the proper,
and he was just strutting about.
800 pound belts.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
So, first impressions of just wrestling fans on the way,
nutcases.
That's fair. I don't think anyone will find that offensive,
but
to be
what
honest.
I love, like, the just confidence, like, just don't care.
It's a lovely, it's a lovely space where I think everyone just, we all know what we like. Mm. We all know we love this sport. Everyone is like, yeah, they're wearing the big 800 pound belts. You're safe. No one's going to nick it.
Everyone was wearing these fat belts.
Yeah. It's quite, but everyone, again, it's like that acceptance that you're allowed to be a wrestling fan in those situations. There wasn't anyone going to be like taking the mick out of, you know?
No, exactly. Yeah.
That's a lovely space. But then you walk, so we went to a bar, went to Slug and Lettuce. No ad, hashtag no
Big
ad. Shout out Slug and Lettuce. They're playing wrestling music and stuff as well. So, the nice little prelim.
That was quite intense. Because
quite prelim, innit, before you go in?
I didn't know the music. I didn't know what it was. I was just like,
did
you know
any?
Like,
you knew John Cena?
At first, I didn't think they were playing wrestling songs. I just thought it was like Rocky.
A lot of them are, though.
Yeah, so I was like quite vibing with it. And then obviously you started losing your mind on the ones that... And I was like, what am I missing here?
Yeah, I think the one I lost my mind, they played DX, which you still don't know yet, but that was also our mine, Tash and Ibs, Edinburgh Fringe entrance song.
DX?
Yeah, it goes, are you ready?
DX, boom, DX, boom. DX.
No, stop trying to just guess it. I'm literally singing you the song. Literally singing it to you, and you're just like, do. You know, it doesn't matter. But that was our Edinburgh Fringe entrance. We played that to a room of like up to 20 people, and it was so dramatic. Like the light, we turned, we flicked the lights off, and they go, are you ready? So you think you could tell us what to do? Then it goes, break it down, and then we just flick the lights on and all run in the room and go, yeah. It was so stupid. I've got a video of it. I'll show you. It's so stupid. I might have spliced it in the YouTube edit, actually. If you want to see that, all your listeners, go over to YouTube and watch that. It's so stupid. So yeah, we did that. So you knew that. But then, so I suppose going into, we went into the, it's going to sound so wanky, by the way. I don't mean it, because also.
But it was thanks to Netflix.
No, it was thanks to Netflix. But what I'm about to say is, like, it's, some of the things we'll talk about it is like, it does sound a bit wanky. Because I'm like, oh, was in the lounge. Trust me, I felt so out of fucking place. Like,
That's not your vibe. I was loving it.
You were quite like, yes, no, honestly.
I was like, I'm back at home.
Yeah, I love a white wine. I love this. I'm saying, like, is it, can I just have a beer? Like, everyone.
They did.
That first bar, we had to go to a different bar with all the delinquents and all the people who were, like, just chabby. But, like, I've never been good at the whole, like, oh, by the way, if you heard that, like, bird, we are recording outside because the light's nice and it's a nice day. And we're having a drink. I've always been a bit weird when I get invited to events as like a guest, and like I'm on the thing, and I get treated. I don't like it when I go to restaurant.
People get treated well.
Yeah, I don't like it. I want you to spit in my face and be like, enjoy your meal. Like, why are you like pulling my chair out? And I don't like over service for me. I don't know who will pull a chair out, put a fucking napkin on my lap. You know, sir, don't call me sir. All right, I'm Danny. I'm looking at my hair. I don't deserve any of that. So yeah, but we went in. So yeah, if we talk about anything being wanky, just so you know, I don't like it either. But we went in. It was in the Amex lounge.
Mm-hmm.
Had a little drink first. We're sussing it out. Met the people, lovely people from Netflix. They come over, bought some drinks. Thank you for the drinks. Then we obviously we got to go into the arena, right? Yeah, to our seats. I want to ask you, what was that like for the first time ever walking into the O2? Walking through, have you watched anything in the O2 before?
Yeah. Muckbusted.
Of course. I watched them there as well.
Arctic Monkeys.
Where were you for that? Was you standing or seated?
Sitting up.
quite high up, both times?
Yeah, both
so
times.
So this was like the lowest you've been in the O2?
Yeah, yeah, lowest.
So you walked through the tunnel.
Walked through the tunnel. And you could hear. All, it was all red, it was really loud. And we got in, I think, just before it started. So everyone
was already in their seats. The pre-announcer, wasn't it, going, London! Yeah.
And at first, I was like, where's the ring? Where is the stage? I can't see it anywhere. Because all you see is seats. And obviously, right down in the middle is where the bit is. Where everyone
the
is.
Ring.
The ring.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was just very like, whoa.
People already chanting.
Yeah.
The energy. Atmosphere. We get in. London. How did you feel about the atmosphere?
I was literally like, it was really cool. It was really cool. Yeah. It was really like, the atmosphere was insane. Yeah. I really liked it.
Amazing. So obviously like the thing is as well, is like, I think when you go, you don't really know what to expect. Obviously we knew some of the things were going to happen, like the matches and shit.
But it's a proper like, it's like New Year's Eve.
How so?
You know, like...
explain yourself. What are you doing? Well, everyone's just like buzzing.
Yeah, everyone's excited.
Someone's about to start.
Then suddenly all the fireworks go off. And everyone's singing together and everyone's like getting a bit drunk.
You know what's mad? I know what you mean. Yeah, there we go. When you go watching live, I don't even event. It's like New Year's Eve. it's spot on. You are right.
Then the shock... more settled in the further we were walking down and like
with how far we were walking down.
And I was like because I originally thought the tickets we were actually quite far up on that section but we were actually probably three or four rows up from the bottom of that section.
I remember like when we went to Money in the Bank, me head of the table Sakisa, love you, and my fellow fluffy boy Ibs. I remember me and Ibs' reaction to it, because Sakisa knew where we were sitting, she didn't tell us, and we did exactly what you did. Walked in that same bit, got to like the barrier bit, we start walking down the steps, and me and Ibs are just saying to each other, yeah, we're here, right? Yeah, we're here, right? We're here, right?
Yeah.
And then when you got there and you sit and you go,
where?
Oh my God, I can smell John Cena. It's so
but
sick.
But you could, I generally thought I could touch him.
Yeah.
Like you could generally hear what they were saying when their mics weren't on them and they screamed or shouted.
Gunther, when he ran out as well, ran past us.
I nearly touched him. Didn't really, but...
No, he's a very sweaty man. You would have slipped right off
him. If I had, like, spat, it might
have spit on Gunther.
deserved it. Did you see what he did?
He did. So we'll get into it. Don't worry, we're going to get into it. Bloody hell. So, start off the show. We had John Cena and Cody Rhodes, obviously.
That was mental because...
last time, also, can we just say, I don't want anyone to give you any fucking... hate, right? But you, some people would have killed for a ticket, right?
Yeah.
Killed for a ticket for this event. And like one thing I will say, wrestling fans, like she really did fucking like you didn't take it for granted. It was like really, really sweet. Because I remember at one point you looked at me and you said, all them people at the top there have spent like, you know,
thousands
money on it.
Or
and,
whatever.
Yeah, not right at the top, thousands. But like, you know, but people have saved up to go. And I think, you know, to look at basically like John Cena's retirement, the last time he's going to be in London. Mm. Like, I know it was really sweet. You didn't take that for granted. I thought that was really, really lovely. Like, it was really nice. Because I think if you did, I would have fucking hated you just as much as like some of these listeners listening to this going, you don't deserve. Do you know what I mean? People, because people are like that. And if you are like that, stop being a fucking virgin. All right? Leave her alone.
Also, for like the first time watching wrestling, that was like the best place to be.
The first person.
If you were all the way up in the gods watching it, I would have been like.
Well, the first person that you saw was John Cena.
Yeah. John when he came out.
Well, actually, technically, Karrion Kross, but we don't have to talk about that.
Who's that?
He's the guy who came out with his wife before the show started.
Weird the dance in the middle.
Yeah, that was Tozawa. Tozawa and... Yeah, that was... We saw a dark match. They recorded a little bit of a main event before we started. Mm. But the first person you proper saw...
John Cena.
I think, I'm not going to lie, my biggest pop was seeing the... Yeah, that's what a pop in wrestling is when everyone goes,
oh, right.
Was when the Netflix logo come up on the screen.
You lost your mind.
Because
you're like, we're on Netflix.
Like, it was like, because in the arena, it literally goes, dun-dun. Yeah. I was like, Mom, I'm on Netflix.
And like, it does the whole like pre-Netflix title sequence and everything.
It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's very cool. So, yeah, John Cena comes out.
John Cena
talk me through your emotions, your thoughts, your feelings, your vibes.
Because before that, it was showing like a promo video almost of like everybody.
Yeah.
Of what we were going to see. And so we were getting excited and be like, oh yeah, that person and that person. And then suddenly it started playing his music, didn't it?
Yeah.
It, what does it start with? Do, 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 do.
Come on.
Or does it start with?
Well done. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you.
And we both just like jumping up and we were like, yeah. But you couldn't
and
say
that's,
it for ages.
But that's the, well, yeah, because I think where the ramp is.
Yeah, it took me a while to believe. I was like, where is he?
Yeah, you did say he's a year. And I was like, he's walking down. Obviously, that's the first moment, I think, for you where you truly witnessed WWE fans
at their
atmosphere. Atmosphere. Yeah. What was that like? Experiencing that atmosphere.
Oh, electric.
What did you have to say about it?
It was nice.
Nice, cool. Great. This
no,
is great
it was great.
It,
honestly, like it brings you in because like it fills you up with like the energy vibes. Yeah. And like you just want to get involved. Obviously, I didn't know half the chants or half what people were saying.
I tried to teach you before.
Oh, I knew some of them. You did teach me a few, so I was just there going beep 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 da da da. Whilst everyone was
quite easy to go along with
to catch up. Like
this is awesome. You're like, yeah, fair play. I can say that.
I got that one now. This is awesome. And then like
yeah, you kept singing some, which is actually quite frustrating. And one, what was it? It was shut the fuck up. We were singing shut the fuck up to Logan Paul.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that's what you kept doing in my ear.
Yeah, it's a
yes, I did realise. Yeah, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Yeah, I did notice that.
But no, I loved it. And I thought.
Any, what was in relation to McBusted? What was the atmosphere? How could you compare the two?
You know, no competition.
Well, that's what a lot. Sorry, I'm just leaning. Video would see that audio. I just leant across Kitty to get my wine. One of the things that like everyone says is like the atmosphere and energy of wrestling fans is next to nothing.
Mm.
Like it's a different level.
Do you know why I think that is? It's because everyone's
a lot of
on
built
the
built
same
up come.
Thing.
a lot of virgins. A lot of people just not.
There's so much frustration.
That's where the testosterone comes out. To be fair, I'm only making these virgin jokes because Mark Cram isn't it? And he normally calls everyone virgin. You know, anyone listening here or watching, you know I love you. I'm not the guy, but it's, one of us has to be. This can't be just a lovely podcast where both of us are lovely to you. One of us has to be a little bit of a dick at some point. You pouring yourself another wine. Go on, girl. Get involved. Get involved. So, what? Hold your mic? Yeah, sure. Just look at this. Fucking simp. An absolute simp. So obviously, yeah, we had Cena. Cody Rhodes comes out.
Cody Rhodes.
Nice. If you shouted in that mic, I would have.
I know. Podcast.
Well done. Person. No, that was that. So Cody Rhodes comes out. What did you think of that? The promo. My mum said to me, she went, because my mum, obviously, like, we both had both of our families watching it on Netflix, which I felt quite bad, actually, for your nan and
my nan
mum.
Was like, I'm going to watch it.
They were watching, both our families watched Netflix. I don't know why, whether it's because they thought they were going to see us, maybe.
Were gonna be
well, honest. Your nan thought that you were going to be in the ring. She went, be careful.
She was like, stay safe.
Stay safe. It was like, I'm just watching wrestling and getting drunk. Calm down, Nan.
Her reaction, when I called her the next day, she was just like, Kitty, I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Yeah.
It was like something so different that I didn't know before. And I was like, yes, Nana, it's crazy.
Yeah, my mum messaged me, I don't think I told you this, as we were sitting there watching it, because you still get signal as well, it's quite nice. I got a text from my mum in the middle of us watching it, just in all capital letters, oh my fucking God, it's John Cena. And I was like, yeah, I know. I'm here. I'm here. Literally, I can see him. I know you are, but I can. And also, like, Rochers, he got advertised. I knew he was going to be there, but she didn't know he got advertised, so she thought it was a big surprise, bless her.
Yeah.
And thought, like, she was like, oh my God, he's there, and so are you. And I went, yeah.
So are you.
Yeah. As if like, it was just me and him in the room.
Yeah.
It was cute. But yeah, so they watched it all, pretty much. My mum watched the whole thing. Which is interesting, which is quite fun.
Sorry, any burped. She watched the whole thing?
She watched the whole thing.
Good for her.
Yeah. I wouldn't know. Little legend.
By herself?
I think Emily tried to watch it.
Yeah.
My sister, by the way, listeners. She tried to watch it. Apparently fell asleep, woke up during Rhea Ripley. Yeah. So we're moving on. Moving on very quickly. We, I want to, well, we have to go through the whole Bill, of course.
Logan Paul.
Logan Paul, a bit of a standout moment for you.
What
was that fun?
Moment.
As in, like, a highlight.
Oh,
of the
it
night.
Was a bit like, oh, Logan Paul, because I sort of watched him as a kid on the YouTube.
Yeah, so on the YouTube. On the YouTube. How old are you? You went on the YouTube.
No,
I've got it on fucking video, mate. We've literally recorded this. When you listen to this back, you said on the YouTube. Yes, we did both watch him on the YouTube. And we was also sat three seats away from Joe Weller, and he was on Logan Paul's podcast like the other day. Yeah, I mean, we didn't hear.
I couldn't hear a thing he was saying, because everyone, what I loved is like everyone was just chanting.
Did you hear some of the chants? Because it was so loud where we didn't hear every chant. We heard, obviously, we got involved with Shut the Fuck Up and Prime is Shit.
Because also sometimes there's like two going on.
Yeah.
And so it's like which.
So I saw a video of all the chants that Logan Paul got. Mm. It was Shut the Fuck Up.
Who are ya?
Who are ya? Prime tastes like shit. Fuck your kids. Fuck your wife. Fuck your podcast. He has a kid. He's got a baby girl now. And London went, fuck your kid. Fuck your kid.
Oh,
it's funny,
that
mate.
That is so,
it's London, isn't it?
So British. So,
yes, it's such a, someone handed him a Prime bottle that said prick on it. He got roasted, mate.
Yeah.
He got fully roasted.
You couldn't hear a thing he was saying because he was getting so
we didn't hear
shouted
at. I had to watch it back.
Yeah, and
the
even then,
Netflix.
On Netflix.
But no, like I couldn't. In the space, we only heard everyone went quiet for AJ Styles.
And watching it back, the guy that he was fighting with,
AJ Styles.
AJ Styles, because he's stylish.
Yes, that's what he's called. Yes, that leather jacket with the hood and his sweatband up here. That'd be stylish. With his soccer mum haircut. Fucking very stylish.
His face was just like, and what you gonna do?
Yeah.
It was really funny.
So you like that. Were you, I think obviously I'm glad that you got a bit of gore. You got a bit of gruesome. Bit
I
of Gunther.
Saw blood.
She said to me, I don't know why I'm saying this. You said to me the next day, did you know that's not always real blood?
It's not always real blood, though.
But you thought it was like ketchup poured on his head.
I think it was ketchup.
It
was mayonnaise. Joking.
That was terrible. That was a terrible quip. This is a comedy podcast as well. That was an awful joke. We've had Ed Gamble on this podcast, and now you've been on this. No, I'm keeping that in. We've had Ed Gamble was there, by the way, friend of the podcast, mate. Yeah, you got a bit of gore, though. You saw a bit of blood.
That was one of my favourite matches.
Cable tied up.
That was the most dramatic.
Cable tied up and literally choked out his twin brother in front of him.
And then he came running down the aisle, and it was like, no. And, like, swooped in and went, come back.
And if you haven't watched Raw yet, you don't need to now. She has described it perfectly, haven't you?
But then, Gunther,
yeah.
Went searching for something. We were all like,
well, no, he just walked off to have a bit of water during the ad break. I think that's what he actually did.
For the cable ties.
Oh,
and
then he cable tied
Jimmy.
Yeah. No, Jay. Sorry. Jay? Yeah. So he cable tied Jay.
Cable tied Jay.
And then beat the living shit out of Jimmy in front of him.
Mm-hmm. And that was funny because he was going, no, my brother.
It was bad, wasn't it? It was gruesome.
Everyone did
my favourite chant. Do you remember it?
Gunther's a wanker.
Yeah, we did do that one. That is a fun one. But my other favourite one. That would have been a good one. That would be good. No, it was a you sick fuck.
Oh, yeah,
you sick fuck. That was a great. I love it when they put. If you ever any take to progress wrestling, they do that all the time.
Get covered in blood because he was covered.
Because
like,
he beat the living shit out
chest.
Of him. Because he was beating up Jimmy, was choking him out, and his head was on his chest. And then he grabbed his blood from his head, wiped it on himself.
Is that what he did?
And everyone started calling him you sick fuck. Yeah.
Oh, I missed that bit.
We'll have to watch it again on Netflix.
I think I blinked or something.
We'll show you that bit again on Netflix. The main event, Rhea Ripley versus Io Sky. With who was the special guest referee?
Bianca Belair.
Well done,
apparently
yeah.
She made her own outfit.
Did she?
I read that somewhere. It might have been an April Fool's, I don't know.
What a weird April Fool's that would be.
But she was in a...
Bianca made her own outfit. April Fool's.
Gotcha.
Fooled all of you, didn't we?
Gotcha.
Production made it. fucking idiot. What kind of April Fool's is that? That's a shit April Fool's.
Well, I'm pretty sure I read it somewhere. I might be wrong. I don't know. But she looked hot.
She did look hot. anyway, I thought it was a great match.
Who filmed someone's bum.
Right. Avid listeners of the pod will know exactly who you're talking about. Liv Morgan wasn't there. Who do you think's arse I accidentally filmed after a few beers? Yeah. Well, Rhea Ripley's entrance was good, wasn't it? I didn't mean to film her bum.
It was so funny.
I didn't mean to fill her bum.
We were both filming.
Fill her bum. Film. I didn't mean to film my bum. I didn't fill Rhea Ripley's bum. I didn't fill it. I'd like to. Oh, no. Don't RKO me, bitch.
I don't know what you're doing.
Abuse. Yeah. Do you want to explain to them what happened there?
Yes, I do. We were both filming, mm-hmm. and Danny was filming like this. I was filming like this. And I look over to him because I just love and admire him so much. I just want to look at him all the time. And he's there just doing this on his phone. And I go, oh gosh, what's he doing there? And so I have a look and he's zooming in on Rhea fucking Ripley's bottom. I swear to God, you're going to put the clip in because, yes, you did.
Not.
You just didn't get all the way to her bum. Because I caught you in 4K and I've got it on my video.
No.
It was the funniest thing. We then missed the rest of the match because we were having a tiff.
No, we weren't having a tiff. We were laughing. It was good.
We're broken up. This is our breakup announcement. April Fools.
This is going out like April 4th or 5th. No, what happened was, you know... Listeners, please back me up. You know the bit where she jumps up on the ropes on the end, and she like does a whole lean forward and goes, yeah, I wanted that on video. But then, just as she looked at my phone, it sounds so eggy, she turned to step in and showed her ass. And at that point, I zoomed in more. Ips, please back me up.
No one's on your side here.
I bet they are.
I bet they probably are. Yeah.
They're like, well, my bro, you know, the whole thing is like, yeah, I saw my bro save a baby from a burning building and all that shit.
I saw my bro film Rhea Ripley's ass. Yeah, go, bro.
No, they'll back me up. Please back me up.
To be fair, if you didn't do it, I probably would have done.
Fair. That is fair. That is the realest thing you said this whole podcast.
I don't think she's that.
You're going to cause a risk.
Bianca Belair would be my...
Did you see her abs in that outfit?
Bianca?
That's threatening.
I like that.
I've learned something new about you on this episode. Right, what about Liv Morgan?
Back and forth, you know?
What about Liv?
No.
Why?
I have my reasons.
So Bianca Belair's your go.
Yeah.
Who was your MVP of the night? It was your favourite person you saw?
I have one.
Mm-hmm. I thought you would.
CM Punk.
Yes, because after, you've probably seen online and stuff, like after Raw went on, offline? After it went off the air, we had an extra match, which was Ludwig Kaiser versus CM Punk. Which was a big treat. So he's your fave, isn't he?
He's my absolute favourite, and I'll tell you for why. Because he looks just like Negan from The Walking Dead.
He does, yeah.
And...
Yeah, she does.
I'd do anything to give that man a hug.
But I got in trouble for Rhea Ripley and Liv Morgan.
But he came out, Danny, it's different. Because he came out in pink knickers.
Trunks.
Pink tighty whities.
You can call them tighty whities.
Tighty whities with his
tighty pinkies.
Tighty pinkies.
I suppose they're not whities, are they? Tighty whities.
Budgie
are like,
smugglers.
Yeah, pink budgie smugglers. Let's call them that.
Is that because it's got like a budgie in it? Is that the idea?
Mm, yeah. I don't know.
By the by,
he came out in the pink pants, and you was flabbergasted.
I was like, hey. Like,
you was beside yourself.
I was flustered. I jumped out of my seat and I went, hello.
I'll tell you who would not be happy to hear this.
Who?
Ibs.
Why?
Because Ibs on the pod has infamously shouted down the barrel of every camera lens about how much he hates Phil Brooks, purely because he's mugged off...
I love Phil.
Mainly because he mugged off Drew McIntyre too many times and he's our boy.
But that makes no sense to me. I go off looks only.
Yeah, you do. Well, that makes sense. And it does make sense why you're with me.
Because you're sexy.
Stop flirting. We're trying to do a podcast.
Sorry, you're ugly as shit.
But thank you. And also, you know what's so mad is we are generally about to go for a quick break. And that's going to make it sound like you've called me sexy. I've gone, right, time for a break. It's not that. No, get off, wench. Back away. Audio listeners, I'm so sorry. You're not seeing a lot of this. She's getting excited because the camera's on. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a little break, but mainly to grab a little drink. And also, I do believe we might have some correspondence from some of our listeners.
Do we?
Some questioners. But what we do definitely have is we got the classic Wrestle Club 1 minute challenge for you. And we've also got the classic Wrestle Club question. Your dream dinner guests. So for you guys, this is literally going to be 2 seconds, but fast. It'll be about a couple of minutes.
Bye.
Love ya. Wrestle Club Podcast. We're back from the little break. We got some wine on the go. We've had
snacks.
Didn't get any snacks, no, but then we are recording the podcast and to have like eating. That was an impression of me eating and opening snacks. That's what that was.
Out of 10.
Out of 10.
Both just went to drink at the same time.
Yeah, that's not good podcasting, is it? So we do have some questions for you, yeah. Kitty Mason. Before we do these, do you want to plug your social media at all?
I'd love to. It's Kitty J Mason on TikTok and Instagram. Follow, subscribe, like, comment, save, do all the things. I don't mind. Or don't. It's up to you.
Just on Instagram? Yeah, not your TikTok?
I said TikTok.
Did you?
I said TikTok and Instagram.
Oh, I wasn't listening. I was getting the questions up.
Wow.
But yes, do give her a little follow. Do give her a follow. She's incredible. Of course she is. Right. Our first question for you is from our head of the table, Sakisa.
Okay.
So I'll play it down here. Mm-hmm. I might splice it in. We'll see how editing goes. But this is Sakisa's question.
Okay. Hey, girl. I saw the pictures. Seems like you had a great time at your first WWE event. Very jealous because I couldn't be at the O2 in London because I was working.
She's a working.
But I've got two questions for you. Number one, what was your favourite part of the night and the event? And number two, if you were to swap Danny with any other wrestler that you saw, who would it be and why?
Yeah, that's
also, fucking... you must acknowledge our tribal chief.
Oh. Acknowledge your tribal chief.
Right?
Yeah. Acknowledge your tribal chief. Acknowledge our head of the table, Sakisa. There she is.
Big up.
Our girl. Okay. Right, question one. Your favourite moment of the night?
Favourite moment of
the night. Sort of touched on it earlier.
Can I answer the two questions with the same thing? No, I won't.
I think everyone knows how this is going to go.
I won't. I really enjoyed the Bianca Belair being... referee, is that the word?
Yeah.
Being a ref and that bit when they, what was that, a double disqualification?
Yeah. Thing? Double disqualification.
I just enjoyed that match as a whole.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know whether
match
it was
that. Of the night,
it was really, really entertaining. Like the whole, all the rah bits where they shout at each other and then the fight itself.
There we go.
That's how excited
so
I am.
So that was your favourite bit. That match.
And who
and
I was
then
swap
who
you
would
with?
You swap me with? I wonder.
In
right, pause the podcast for a second. Listeners, who do you think? It's not hard. Who
in
is
the
it?
Comments below.
3, 2, 1.
CM Punk.
Yeah, fair play. Fair play.
I do love you though, but.
Love you too.
You're no Phil.
I do know. I don't know Phil. I wish I knew Phil. Mm. We've got another question here. It's not a voice note, but it's. Lovely listener, my personal friend, Andrew Dipple, you know what, mate? He has asked you, if you were to become a pro wrestler, who do you think you'd be most like in persona or athletic ability?
I don't want to answer it.
Why?
Because I guess I'd probably be who I'd be most like.
Yeah, who you'd be most like persona-wise, like their character and in-ring ability.
Probably Liv Morgan. I get that a lot. And plus, dating a mullet boy kind of makes sense.
Yeah, man, me and Dirty Dom. I can't just say really quick, I was giving so much love to my boy Dirty Dom.
You were?
And I was getting so much hate from everyone around me.
Honestly, too excited at one point. And everyone was sat down, you're the only person that stood up, just screaming your head off.
I think that's when I locked eyes with Ed Gamble and Charlie. Because I was the only one stood up, and that was the only time I could see anybody else. And I'm like, oh, you're right, how are you? Too busy cheering on a fellow mullet brother. I think that's a fair answer. We've got,
like the blonde hair. And I think
blonde hair, none of us have got blonde hair.
No, you and Liv. This question's not about you.
We were just talking about me and Dom. All right, fair play.
Talking about me,
yes, yeah, you got the blonde hair. She's also very bloody flirty with her mullet. She's quite sneaky in the ring.
But I feel like I'd be a sneaky little cheeky little like demon sort of a fella. I would be like, kapah!
Poof! Again, like that. For the audio listeners, what she did there was she kicked her leg and then punched. Just
sorry. I forget. Remember, people I'll just do more listening. Like sound effects.
Most people just listen. You've done a lot of sound effects this episode, yeah.
I'm trying to get people to go onto the YouTube.
Yeah, you do. If you want to see it.
Is it YouTube?
Why are you pretend? I'm older than you. Why are you pretending? Is it YouTube?
Well, I don't know. Yes, it's like, YouTube is. I don't know.
Yeah, we post the episodes on YouTube when we get them recorded. Obviously, we've had a few.
Yeah.
We've done just remotely and stuff, which don't really work that well on YouTube. We've got another one as well.
I got a question.
It's on yours, isn't it?
Do you want to do it?
Yeah, if I'll put it into the mic. Bear with.
This is from one of my friends, Dan Bruce. Hello, how are you doing? And he says... Sorry, a short bit.
Nice, no. It was a lovely. Look at you getting comfortable in podcasting. This is episode quite.
Wait, I'm falling off my chair.
Oh yeah, because that matters. Yeah, this is a question from Dan Bruce. Dan, what are you saying?
How have you been dealing with the fact that John Cena very openly and embarrassingly dumped you on national TV?
Right, I don't know if that's a question for you or for me.
I love the fact that he's on the toilet.
Yeah, 100% on the toilet. That toilet. Echo is.
We all know.
And also, he has messaged me multiple times. He's messaged me once. saying, asking how I feel about being dumped by John Cena.
How do you feel?
Hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit heartbroken. But then also, like, I thought I'd turn heel like him. But then, like, I was hoping.
Oh, you thought you'd be a bad boy.
Yeah, but that's not really in my persona. And then I realised that, you know, it's been 25 years. With this relationship, it's my longest relationship ever, and I was fine until that day he said, I'm breaking up with all of you, even the ones who like me.
Did you feel that was really aimed at you?
He looked down the barrel of the lens, and if you look at the extended cut of that promo, he goes, especially you at red.scott.chili.peppers.
That's what you said. Is that what you said?
That's what John Cena said.
Yeah.
Me and Ibs, he looked at me and Ibs in the eye when he came to Money in the Bank. Oh. He went to the edge.
Yeah.
Threw his hat. He looked at me and Ibs and he went, oh, you're the fluffy boys. I've had so many convert. John, if you're watching.
Well, it feels weird calling him John.
Please come back.
Jonathan.
No, I can call him Johnny. I'm his mate.
Johnny.
Johnny? Johnny, please come back. I missed you. How do you feel about the breakup?
Personally, I actually feel like I'm coming out of it stronger. I feel like maybe I was in the toxic relationship, not him. I think the fact that he's broken up with me now, I'm suddenly seeing the light and I'm like, hold on a minute. He was the bad guy all along. And as much as we all loved him and blah, 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 I think I'm going to come out more like a strong, independent woman. I'm ready to get under someone to get over him. And just move on, you know.
Are you getting on?
None of your business.
John, you've just broke up another relationship. Jesus Christ, John.
Are you crying?
I'm wearing sunnies, you can't see. Okay, we are moving on to a classic Wrestle Club question. It is your dream dinner guest question. You can choose three people, dead or alive. Obviously, this is a wrestling comedy podcast, but don't worry. You don't have to stick to all wrestlers if you don't want. Okay. You can choose anyone, alive or dead. Who do you think would be the most interesting? What kind of vibes do you have? So,
if they're dead, do they come alive or do they come dead?
No one's ever asked that. I'd say.
Like, am I getting a zombie?
They're not ghosty. No. Michael Jackson will turn up like alive, but he is like dead, but you can ask him questions about when he was alive. Do you know what I mean? He becomes a normal person. Yeah. That's what I'm going to say.
Number
if
one.
If Michael Jackson's on your list, that'd be fucking mad. The first person I think this is.
I've got lots of questions for him. No, MJ's not there. Sorry. Number one would be CM Punk.
Fair. Why?
Have you seen him?
I have seen him.
I'm going to ask him to bring his pink little knickers.
Yes, okay.
And
be careful with that word, by the way.
Ladies' garments.
Yes, there we go.
And I reckon he'd bring a good dessert to the table.
I've
seen he likes donuts. Pastries and donuts.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, yeah, it's a very good wrestling knowledge. A lot of post press conferences.
Did you know that he likes Chapel Rome, so he'll also bring the tunes.
He would, yeah. You've seen a couple of TikToks of CM Punk since he's been, I think. I think that's what's happened. Yeah, he famously eats donuts and requests pastries at the post press conferences. Yeah. Fair play. Who else you got?
I'm going to have to go with Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
I'm going to have to. Yeah.
Of course. He's
big up, my man. Hi. If you're watching, listening, just know Johnny Depp? I'm thinking about you.
I'm Ryan.
I would bring Johnny Depp. I think he'll bring his guitar.
Yeah, okay, more tunes.
Him and CM Punk can sing together.
Okay. Look in my eyes, what do you see?
Class of personality.
Cult
of personality. Anyway, I think he maybe bring a good like potato salad or something. I don't know. I don't think Johnny Depp's that good at cooking. He's not giving me a cooking vibe.
No, he gives me a bit of he knows his way around like a steak.
Yes,
you know what
he
I mean?
Does or a burger.
I reckon Johnny Depp gives me like the vibes. He's got a spice rack.
We're having a barbecue. Me and my people are having a barbecue.
Okay. Fair. No one's ever specified what they're eating normally.
We're having a barbecue with CM Punk, Johnny Depp.
Who's
and
your third?
If I'm honest,
if it's a third bloke, I am not. Oh God, who is it?
The first person that springs to mind. Mm. Is Tigger.
Okay. From Winnie the Pooh.
From Winnie the Pooh. And I've sat there for like 2 seconds and I went, think of someone else. And I couldn't.
No, we have Tigger.
So I think Tigger, for the vibes, I think he will bring the energy. I think he will bring the good vibes and the fun times, because I feel like Johnny Depp can be a little bit mellow. I feel like CM Punk, he might have just come from a wrestling match. He needs to sit down.
Exhausted.
And then we're all there just having a little glass of wine. Where is my last guest? Who's coming, Kitty? And I go, oh, there's the bell. Here he comes. Open up. Boing, boing, boing.
Then fancy.
And that's it. Suddenly party off the roof.
I'm not going to lie. That you really hear a curveball with Tigger at the end. It's the most batshit fucking dinner party.
Yeah.
But
I couldn't say Judi Dench, could I?
Yeah, of course you can. You can say whoever you want.
Okay.
No, I reckon.
Jude's.
I reckon Judi Dench.
You can be fifth.
No. Thank you for putting me fifth. I reckon with CM Punk, Johnny Depp, I would put Tigger in there over Judi Dench.
Yeah, I think anyone
It'd
would.
It'd be too calm. Tigger's going to bring the drugs, isn't he? He's going to bring the vibes. He's going to bring the party. He's going to turn up with like neon lights.
But just imagine the music, because everyone there is like vibing, having a good time. It's just me and my boys.
And Tiggs. We are coming to the end of the podcast, right? Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. We very much appreciate
I've had a lot of fun.
Doing your first ever pod.
Doing my first ever pod.
First ever podcast. And I think
it's actually harder than I thought. I've gotten very distracted multiple times.
Yep, welcome to my life.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it.
Right. But I'm glad you had a nice time. But we are going to end on a classic one-minute challenge, right? So what I need you to do is answer as many questions as you can in 1 minute.
About what?
You don't have to think. Just say whatever comes to your mind.
Can it be wrong?
Doesn't matter, it's your opinion. They're all opinions. It's not a quiz.
So if you say the colour of apples and I say orange.
No, but that's not your opinion, is it? I'm asking your opinion. So it'd be like, do you prefer cheesecake or ice cream?
Cheesecake.
Yeah, that's exactly
okay.
It. Right. Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's what it is. It's a 1 minute challenge. See how many you can answer in the space of a minute.
Okay, I'm ready. Go.
Are you ready? No. I said, are you ready? Don't you tell me go, because I've got to start the time.
Ready, go.
You guys are trousers in this relationship. Literally on my podcast, and you're like,
go, 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 go.
Ready? 3, 2, 1. CM Punk or John Cena?
CM Punk. Nice. Come on, I've got a minute.
Sorry. Shag, marry, avoid. Paul Heyman. John Cena. Rhea Ripley.
It's really hard. I would shag John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
No, can I change?
Yeah.
Marry John Cena. Shag Paul Heyman.
No, do it.
Shag and avoid Rhea Ripley. Have you seen Paul Heyman? Fucking hell.
London crowds or American crowds for
London.
Wrestling? Nice. Live, watching wrestling live or watching it on telly?
Live. Wait, yeah, live. Come on.
Bill or Wayne?
Wayne!
I panicked, I'm making these up on this spot. CM Punk's pink pants or CM Punk in
pink
a suit?
Pants. Oh. You've caught me on the edge. Suit.
Paul Heyman in pink pants or Paul Heyman in a suit?
Pink pants.
Wise man or little man?
Little man.
And that would make sense if you watch a TikTok. And that is your time over, ladies and gentlemen. This has been Wrestle Club Podcast. If you've been listening on Spotify or Apple Music or wherever you listen to your podcast, please do leave us a rating. It helps us out a lot. Follow us on Instagram. It is Wrestle Club Podcast. And follow us on TikTok, Wrestle Club Podcast. Give us a little message. If you've been watching on YouTube, send us a give us a little like, subscribe. We're going to be hopefully posting a bit more content. Full episodes and all that jazz as a wasp.
That's huge.
That's massive.
Danny.
I'm trying to see out the pod. This has been Kitty Mason. If you want to follow her on Instagram or TikTok, it is Kitty J Mason on everything. Last message, Kitty, to the listeners. You're in the wrestling family now. You've had a lot of love online already from other wrestling fans. Welcome you to the wrestling community. Mm. What do you have to say to the wrestling community?
Thank you so much for having me. Honestly, I'm having the best time. I think everyone's great.
Would you go to another wrestling live event?
100% if I get invited. I'm not paying £1,000 for a ticket.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Wrestle Club Podcast. Thank you for listening. I've been Danny Scott. I've been joined by my girlfriend, Kitty Mason. I hope you enjoyed. See you soon.
Wrestle Club Podcast.